This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day Crew, and here's another one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, reporting live for the Hump Day Crew, going all green and all natural. Oh, very funny, guys. Yes.
And this morning we are going all natural and all green with Matt West, who's senior keeper of the Threatened Species program for Melbourne Zoo. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, mate. How are you going?
Not bad at all. I believe we've got a couple of concerns at the moment with an endangered species, and that is the mountain pygmy possum.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So tell us more about that, Matt.
Unfortunately, Bish, the mountain pygmy possum has declined significantly at all three locations where it's still found. So it's found on top of Australia's alpine region at Mount Buller, around Mount Hotham area, and Mount Kosciuszko. And we've seen significant declines in its population at all three locations, but perhaps most dramatically at Mount Buller.
And I believe you've been involved in a captive breeding program at the moment.
Yes, Hillsville. Actually, I work at Hillsville Sanctuary, and Hillsville Sanctuary's established a captive breeding program for the mountain pygmy possum to try and breed animals in captivity in order to release them back at Mount Buller at some stage in the future.
Okay. For the listener, just give us a sort of rough number. How many are there left in the wild at the moment?
Well, at Mount Buller, we think that there may be fewer than 30 left in the wild. At the other sites, the numbers are similarly low, but there are a few more at the other sites. So unfortunately, the numbers declined to such a level now that we have captured a few animals from the wild and established a captive breeding program in the hope that we can breed them and eventually release them again.
And now, Matt, what can the listener do for this issue to help, better this process?
Okay, well, the mountain pygmy possum has probably declined due to habitat loss and introduced predators like foxes and cats. So, we're trying to avoid having cats in the alpine region. But also, one of the big threats for the mountain pygmy possum is likely to be climate change, because they're one of Australia's only species that hibernates beneath the snow. And so they're really dependent on consistent snow cover in order to be able to survive.
So it's more of a high issue then, sort of looking after the climate and the globe and seeing if we can help out that way to reduce climate change.
Yes, absolutely. Our captive breeding program is dependent on continued funding, however, and if people would like to support the program, they're more than welcome to visit our website at Zoos Victoria, and we'd be very grateful of any support that they'd be able to give us.
Fantastic. Well, Matt, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Hit us with that website one more time.
It's zoosvictoria.com.
Okay, excellent. So the listeners can actually log on and find out more about the plight of the mountain pygmy possum.
Yes, that's right.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Matt, and we'll speak to you again.
Great, thank you very much.
That's Matt West there from Healesville, and that website one more time, Bish.
Zoovictoria.com.au. You can check that out, but you can probably, if you Google mountain pygmy possum and find out the plight, there's only 30 left around Mount Buller, and Matt was just talking about how you can actually support and the captive breeding program. Well, so get on board.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Now, it's been in West End, it's been everywhere around the world, and now it's coming to Melbourne. It's the new play, God of Carnage. It opened on September the 3rd here at the Arts Centre Playhouse. It stars Hugo Weaving, Pamela Raab, Natasha Herbert, and the gentleman on the phone right now, Jeff Morrell. Thank you very much for your time today.
More than welcome.
Now, it's an interesting storyline. Tell us a little bit about the show.
Well, it's about two married couples who meet to discuss a dispute between their children. One of the boys has hit the other boy in the face with a stick and broken a few teeth. So they meet to discuss the whole issue, and things turn a little bit ugly, to put it mildly. So it's pretty simple kind of basis for the play, but a lot of laughter ensues.
And from that laughter, it's obviously a popular subject at the moment, all the children fighting, and now it's put onto the stage. What are you to expect if you go along to watch this? What sort of things will make you laugh?
Oh, gee. we've got some very funny comic actors there. And there's... I suppose it's like watching people trying to resolve an issue, trying to be polite, but at the same time not being able to help standing up for their kid. And I think, you know, you see that a lot. People who, they try to be polite and sit on things, but they just can't help defending their child, whether their child is in the right or the wrong. And the interesting thing about this play is that no one really knows who's in the right or the wrong, but each set of parents just defends their child to the death. But then, of course, it turns interesting when the parents start to turn on each other. Not the opposite parents, but the husbands start turning on the wives, and the wives turning on the husbands. That's when it starts to get quite interesting. So I think anyone who's got children, anyone who's married, might be able to relate to a lot of the things that come up in the play. And from the people that I've spoken to, who've seen it so far. I mean, often at night the show finishes at 9:30, so we often have a drink at the bar there at the Arts Centre. And I think the feedback thus far has been people. It's like they've been through an experience themselves. They know exactly what the people are talking about.
Jeff, you've had a plethora of experience on TV with Blue Heelers and Back to the Rafters. Are you happy to be back on the stage?
Yeah, it's good fun. Good fun. Yeah. The interesting thing about the stage is that you get given a script which is just a fantastic piece of writing. Often in television, and not television at all, but you'll be reading a script and you think, oh well, this is all right. But to be able to sort of pick up a piece of fantastic writing, you just don't get that a lot in television, and so it's a real thrill to do fantastic writing, fantastic comic writing, and to be in Melbourne, basically.
Jeff, we mentioned earlier that Hugo Weaving is also in the show, and someone's ears pricked up there and sent her a message. They want to know how it is performing with Hugo Weaving, and does he don a frock and heels in this show after being in Priscilla?
No, look, he doesn't. It's fantastic working with Hugo. I've worked with Hugo over the years a couple of times, but it's going about nearly 20 years now. So it's fantastic. He's a lovely bloke. He's remained a gentleman despite all his success, and I think he's a bit of a rarity in this industry. He's very, very funny, very funny.
Of course, God of Carnage is already playing at the Arts Centre. It's playing until the 3rd of October. You can get tickets from Ticketmaster, 1300 723 038, or from the MTC Theatre Box Office. Jeff, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us today.
You're more than welcome.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.